The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Particularly connecting with your physical body on the in-breath as you breathe in and your chest expands and there's pressure and tightness perhaps around your rib cage, fullness. And then as the breath goes out, there can be a releasing, a relaxing, a letting go. And letting your breathing return to normal. Take a moment to connect with just how you are right now. Just take in your mood, your emotional state, just in whatever way it appears to you. No right or wrong about that, just noticing. And I'd like to invite you to open your attention to the experience of hearing. Recognizing, acknowledging the sounds outside. Sounds in the room. Subtle sounds. Obvious sounds. The sound of my voice. Notice that you actually need to do very little in order to hear. The body already does the work. All you need to do is just connect with hearing. One way to explore this is to take in the experience of hearing almost as if you were listening to music. Receiving the sounds as they appear and vanish. Some sounds are quite brief, appear quickly and disappear quickly. Others have a kind of cyclic quality to them for a time. Some appear in the distance, get stronger, and then fade. You might notice, as you're attending to the experience of hearing, that your mind kind of automatically recognizes what is being heard. Car. You might have an image of a car even, as a way that your mind recognizes the sound. It's not a problem that your mind does that. It's kind of a natural part of our mind, the part of our mind that recognizes things. It's doing its job. So all that I ask you to do is to notice that there's a difference between the actual experience of hearing, which consists mostly of pitch and tone, and the mind's recognition. They're two different things. There's the hearing. And the recognizing. It's helpful to make this distinction because it's usually off of the recognition that our thinking begins. We hear something. And we recognize it. And then perhaps start to think about it. So recognizing the hearing and the process of recognizing can help to keep us here in the moment. Both of those aspects are happening here and now. Relax. Again, we don't really have to work too much. To be aware of the hearing. Settle back and see if you can allow the sounds to come to you. Letting go now of the attention to hearing, I'd like to invite you to recognize that breathing is happening in the body. Just recognize the breathing that's already going on. There's no need to breathe in any particular way. You may notice or recognize the experience of breathing in different places in your body, perhaps inside your nostrils, or at the back of your throat, or inside your mouth. Or at the sternum. The experience of the diaphragm. Pushing and releasing. The expansion and contraction of the rib cage, or the rising and falling of the abdomen. Wherever the experience of breathing is most clear to you, wherever it's easiest for you to connect with that experience, allow yourself to connect with those sensations. Settling back, as opposed to trying to dive in and find the experience of breathing, settling back and seeing if you can allow the sensations to come to you. Almost as if you were listening to them. See if you can let the attention rest, ride the wave of the in-breath and the out-breath. Mind will wander. Whenever you notice that the mind has been lost into thought, in whatever moment you recognize that your mind has been lost, you're already mindful in that moment. Take in whatever it is your mind has become aware of in that moment. It's possible your mind has wandered into hearing. Or perhaps it's wandered into thinking. Acknowledging whatever it is. And then sense your back, your mindfulness has returned. It's possible to choose where to cultivate the attention. And so gently, in a relaxed way, settle back and see if you can reconnect with the experience of breathing. Again, allowing the experience of breathing to come to you.